Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
Wow. Technical fun today. Welcome, everybody, to the Green Divas Radio Show.
It's the rain, the clouds, the atmospheric energy that kind of messes us up sometimes.
You think?
I don't know. Maybe we're just not thinking.
That, and we're like, you know, heading into a Mercury retrograde.
No,
soon.
Don't tell me.
I know. I didn't want to tell you.
No, you don't, because then I'll, like, blame it. Well, no, actually, it's not a bad thing, because then I'll have an excuse, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have a full studio today. We have Green Diva Mizar.
Hi, everybody.
And Green Dude Eco Edge Schwartz. How are you today?
There you go.
Oh, God.
I know.
Hey, it's Gina here. How's everybody?
Green Diva Gina.
Green Diva Gina.
Yes.
Who did a great post this week on Father's Day.
Oh, thanks. Well, I was just thinking of things that not only my dad would really like, but what different friends of mine, what their dads would be like, because everyone's dad is so different.
Exactly.
You know?
So we're going to talk about that. And G.D. Mizar did a DIY tutorial.
Just kind of a down and dirty, very easy one. I had a hard time getting into...
if you have a saw.
No, but you don't need a chop saw.
No, okay.
No, but you can. I'll talk about different options that you can use as well.
Good.
I always use what I have in the house.
Yes.
And you know, it's a little hard for me to get into Father's Day this year because it's the first time I have no daddy.
I know.
Actually, he was never daddy. It's my first year without dad.
Yeah.
So very easy.
Thank you for that, because it was actually a very nice idea.
Well, it was, like I said, very easy, very.
And Eco Ed, Green Dude Eco Ed has...
we're going to have some fun and funky Father's Day ideas for everyone.
Let me tell you something about Ed today, folks. He just like came in, he's been bouncing off the walls ever since. We're not so sure what to expect.
I know, we even tried lowering the lights to get everybody like pissed off.
Oh no, I'm wired today.
It's not working.
So I have an announcement to make. Thank you, sound effects girl.
Yes.
The Green Diva Studio is now officially in business.
Yes.
It's a production house for other podcasts other than the Green Divas.
We love that. We love that.
And our first wonderful client and show is Good Vibrations with Kristen.
Good vibrations. Everybody,
go.
Join in. No, okay.
Yeah, no, sorry. But anyhow.
Look, wait a minute. Hold on. Time out.
Wait,
if looks could kill, Megan would have done me in 5 seconds ago.
No.
Oh, you just gave me that sideways glance and you just kind of like went, I'm going to kill her.
No, not at all. No, I was actually just confusing myself. I was looking into space and you happen to be in it.
Okay.
Seriously. So Good Vibrations with Kristen is a really fun show that we've chosen to promote and produce because it's, you know, she, you know how many of the spiritually inspirational, motivational kind of things can be like,
psycho kind of things?
Yeah, well,
like Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yes.
Where you just zone them out. Like it's like I could go to sleep to it. It's very lovely, but I'm going to. She is so much fun. She's a professional actress and storyteller.
Mm.
Very funny, very articulate. So it's a really kind of uplifting and fun way.
Will she have guests?
Oh, always.
Oh, she does.
She's already done 5 podcasts with us. But we're just officially promoting and starting a 6-month contract.
Welcome aboard, Kristen.
Welcome, Kristen.
And in her honor, what are we doing at the studio?
We're painting?
Environmentally sound, no VOC paints.
Correct. We're doing that for ourselves.
This paint is like...
Checkerboard paint.
You could drink it. I think it's called Quiet Paint is the company. I didn't have it in front of me. Oh, my goodness.
I'm bringing the mini umbrellas.
And we're going to have a Green Diva painting session. The company is, you know, giving us some paint so we can have some fun and promote it. But they have, in all their colors, they do a chalkboard finish.
I know.
So we were like, oh, yeah.
But you know what? Can I just tell you something, folks? Meg sent me the color yesterday. Now I understand why it's the color of Bloody Marys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See?
Because you can just drink it.
You can just
drink
it.
There you go.
Spicy.
We're spicy.
Oh, green. See? Spicy divas.
We're spicy divas.
I like that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, welcome aboard, Kristen, and I hope you will look for her podcast. It's on our site, thegreendivas.com, as well as her own, which is being launched as we speak.
Yay.
And I want to mention our sponsor, buygreen.com, because, of course, this week, especially with Father's Day, wanting to find, you know, I mean, there's a lot of wonderful things that we can do without buying stuff. But if you're going to buy something conscientious, green, sustainably made.
They have legitimately cool products.
Yes, they do.
And they're legitimately vetted.
Yes, they are. Yep. And they have a very good screening process with rating system and all. What their tagline is, your trusted source for green products, which I like. And Gina picked up one of their earphones. Thank you.
Yes.
Sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah, earphones that are made with bamboo instead of plastic.
Yeah. They're a really great product, you know. I mean, and if you think about it, they're good for any kind of dad.
Sure.
And he could be, you know, use them to work out or on a plane or
maybe
just
he's listening to classical
in the rain on a plane.
Led Zeppelin.
In Spain.
Or you can listen to the podcast of the Green Divas.
Oh, what a novel idea.
What a perfect idea.
So anyway, that's buygreen.com. And our feature interview today is with Patrick McDonnell, who we've had on before, and he had a difficult connection. It was hard to hear, so this will be hopefully a little bit easier to hear, and we're really excited to talk to him again.
Well, you know, I've known him for many, many years when I was at News 12, and he would come in, and he had this, I think it's a syndicated comic strip, so I'm sure folks around the country know about Mutz and Earl and Mooch and Stinky Pudding and all of his wonderful characters, which not only are funny, but always convey environmental or protect animal stories. He's now doing something with endangered animals as well.
Yeah, he's a wonderful animal advocate.
Absolutely.
And for rescues and all kinds of animal issues,
yes.
Animal rights issues.
And his wife, Karen O'Connell.
You got it.
Karen O'Connell and Patrick McDonnell.
I have to think about it every time. But the irony is that Patrick is half Italian. So Patrick Luigi McDonnell.
Really?
Yes.
That's his middle name?
That's
Luigi.
His middle name.
Yep. And she hyphenates it. So it's what? Karen McConnell O'Donnell?
McDonald O'Connell.
McDonald O'Connell.
No, that's not McDonald. It's
McDonald. She doesn't hyphenate it, does she?
No, I'm just joking.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. She's a beautiful redhead. What a lovely woman she is.
Aww.
So it's all good.
So we're looking forward to that. So and it just so happens that we have a couple of products, and a book and a product that we're reviewing for pets. Remember the
The licky stickies or whatever they are.
The licks thing.
Yeah.
I've got the Zen, which are these liquid packs, and it's homeopathic, all natural remedy. Right. It's all
Gracie find her chi.
Yes, because our Gracie, as everybody knows, is, you know, still dealing with some adjustment issues from, you know, she's a rescue. She's 5 years old. She's got issues. Don't we all have issues?
Nothing that licky Zen things can't cure or at least alleviate just a little bit.
Well, so far she likes it, and I don't know if it's helping, but I think it is.
It couldn't hoit.
And she likes it. So that Mikey likes it. Gracie likes it.
Listen, I have another product review, which I'm going to be doing. You never got one, a Waka Waka?
No.
The Waka Waka. It's a solar thing that charges your cell phone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was supposed to fill out a form.
You were.
My fault.
That's okay.
My
I'm going to review it.
Fault.
We just we used it this weekend because we were at an event. And Antonio, I walk into the VIP room because, see, I'm on stage doing the MC thing, and he's in the VIP room eating really good stuff. I walk in. I go, how's it going? He goes, this thing is great. So, yes, I have to I'll review that. And we should talk about the shoes that we got, too, because I love them.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have to do another review show where we just do all reviews. But this other book we got by Rory Friedman, who's one of the skinny bitches. You know that
I hate
book,
her.
Skinny Bitch?
No, I don't, but if she's a skinny bitch.
Yeah, well, that's
just
the name
the
of the book.
Part.
I'm not
I just,
just
the skinny part of it.
I'm
like.
Just not using the B word, you know, randomly. That's the name of her book. Anyway, she done a book called Beg, A Radical New Way of Regarding Animals. So I figured since we were talking about that, I would mention it.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet, but I'm looking forward to reading it. And I think Gina is going to do a review for us.
Okay. It's a cute little dog on the front there. Isn't
That's
it?
Good to hear, because last night on the news, I heard that it's becoming she to have your to have plastic surgery
I
for
saw
your
that.
Pets.
What? I saw
yes,
that.
It's the in thing to have your pet. They had one that was tattooed. They have them that are plastic surgery.
That's really bad.
Really? Because one like, with, a dog cannot elect to do that. So that is not elective surgery.
No.
Yep.
But they had one dachshund that used to weigh a ton
some lipo.
So she lost a lot of weight. And then they get like a tummy tuck. They took off all the skin,
and that
right?
That one seemed relatively legitimate.
I agree.
It was dragging on the ground.
I agree. 100%.
But most of them were just to make the owners happy.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And they're putting these poor animals through torture. It's
unbelievable. One. See, I don't believe in cropping ears or docking tails either.
No, I know.
And
I never
so
did
you
that.
Know, when you see a Doberman with those ears that go straight up like that, that's made to make them look. That's done to make them look sinister.
Well,
but if you ever
dog,
see a dachshund with the floppy ears,
they're
you're so cute.
We had a dog that was part Great Dane, part German Shepherd, and part Doberman. Way back in the day.
What did he weigh, 20 pounds?
Was that a threesome?
He was the height, the size of a Dane.
Oh, my word.
The face of and the coloring of a German Shepherd, but short hair and sort of the disposition of a Doberman. I mean, she was a little scary. And, you know,
Dobermans
she was
are not mean. They're trained to be mean.
No, but they do have a protective instinct.
Yes.
And
well, I love
a
that.
Guard dog instinct. And she had a tail that was as... You know, this pole right here on the
the microphone
mic,
pole, yeah.
It was that hard and thick. And
like
it
a Doberman.
Like, but the height, it would wipe off tables. She would walk by and just like,
okay, dinner's over. Come here, puppy.
Done.
I love big dogs. They're so much more fun.
We did not. They recommended that we crop her ears and everything because of her heritage. And we're like, no.
No.
She's already scary enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Jazz.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Well, yeah. The dog doesn't elect to do that. I don't like that.
No.
The tattoo was weird, though, wasn't it, Ed?
Yeah, they
they shave the fur off? And
no, it was one of those hairless chihuahua type things.
Oh, my God. So that seems even more insulting.
Yeah.
Doesn't that hurt the dog?
Oh,
I mean, really, if it hurts people,
people
it's got to
okay
hurt
with
the
tattoos,
dog.
But one of my major goals in life is avoidance of pain.
Yeah,
so,
right. No. That shouldn't be too difficult. Really, when you think about it.
I don't understand why people want to, poke themselves with needles. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, you have pierced ears.
Thing?
Be careful.
Only one in each ear, man. That's it. I suffered through that, let me tell you.
Oh, Lordy.
Actually, I did a second hole in my right ear.
Did
and
you?
It was brutal. You know, forget it.
My daughter, she was 5 years old, and we went to get her ears pierced. And she goes, yeah, I'm ready. And she was like all independent. She was like so excited to get her ears pierced. Because John, her dad, didn't want to do it when she was a baby. But I just think it's so cute when they have little pierced ears.
Yeah, no, my mother would never let me do
well,
it.
Well, so we went, and she was all brave and really, you know, kind of like spitfire. And I'm going in sassy and She did one ear, and it hurt so much that we couldn't get her to do the other ear for
months. Scared her. Oh, so she was like a pirate for a little while.
So which year was it? Was it a?
Oh, it doesn't matter for women. I don't think.
No,
it
doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
She was like a 5-year-old pirate.
Not
she was.
There's anything wrong with that.
That's funny. You guys are funny. Hey, so Gina, let's talk about your post real quick. And everybody should go to thegreendivas.com and see Mizar and Gina's posts, and we'll have more. It's all going to be Father's Day.
And it's going to be on Facebook, too. Green Divas Radio Show.
That's right.
On Facebook.
Good plug. Yay. Yeah. So, oh, good. Rob's here. Rob made it out of New York. He was driving in the rain.
He's
poor
here
guy.
Safe.
Yay. We're so glad.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
I'm so glad.
Welcome
I'm
back.
Glad.
Welcome
I'm
in.
Glad.
Whatever.
That's an old song. I'm just...
Okay, Gina, take it away before we...
Yeah,
sure,
please.
Sure. So I came up with, I think, about 7 or so gifts that you can see online, and there's links available too, so that way you can order them and have direct access to pictures. But from buygreen.com, we found these great earphones that are made from bamboo. And that's
are they earphones or earbuds?
They're earbuds.
Buds.
I think they call them earphones.
They do, they call them earphones, but they definitely are earbuds.
Okay.
And they're great and they're renewable. So you really can't get anything better than that, you know, if you're going to use them anyways.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I like that.
And then I also featured a compressible water bottle that my former roommate gave me. And they're great because they fold right up. They can fit literally in your back pocket when they're completely folded.
I like this one, Gina, yeah. because I had another one and it was flat.
Mm-hmm.
And the plastic, it was still plastic.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel, this is silicone.
Yes.
This is silicone. Big difference.
Yep.
It's, it feels good in your hand. Boy, I'll tell you, it's. It, when you and if you're stressed, you can just gungee it all.
Seriously,
day long. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. I love it.
So it's BPA free, has no phthalates, like we talked about last week.
Right.
So there's no toxins, and it's just great. They come in a variety of colors. So it's my roommate's aunt. It's her company, and she's in Vancouver. So, yeah. So it's kind of fun.
On my bucket list, by the way.
Go
to Vancouver.
Seriously.
Yeah,
speaking of battery chargers, though, I featured a foldable solar panel charger.
I saw that.
It kind of looks like a wallet, per se, but it's great for people who are camping or they're outside and they don't have any way to charge their...
Yes, I want one.
Yeah.
Forget Father's Day.
Yeah. They're great for, it says here, for, you know, iPads, iPhones, even any kind of batteries, too.
That's good. So, like, if you're at a soccer game or anywhere outside.
Yeah.
Camping, I was thinking of camping, I would go camping to a place where I couldn't get any cell reception. I mean, if that's what that's what I would do.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want to unplug. Yeah.
But it's good to have it in case of an emergency.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. And then also, I found these really great cufflinks that they're made from upcycled stadium seating.
Me too.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool because if you have like a baseball dad or someone who just absolutely loves sports, and my dad does too, but you can find it in a color of their favorite team seats, and they're all upcycled, you know.
So when they rebuild a new stadium, so for instance, we have the new MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
That's a football stadium.
Yep.
They took out the old one, and I know people bought seats and stuff like that, the old seats. But then somebody bought them to make the cufflinks.
Yeah.
I'll bet you there's other stuff, too, though.
Yeah.
Maybe there's earrings.
I think that is brilliant.
I think it's smart.
I really love it.
Did you just say earrings for Father's Day?
No. Earrings for us chicks.
Yeah.
And men who like wearing earrings.
Yeah.
Whether they're fathers or not.
Or pirates.
Or pirates.
Arg.
But I just thought they're really great, and they come in so many, like, really cool colors. They're a little bit pricey, but they're totally worth it just because they're so different.
Well, and you know what? I think that any occasion, Antonio wears cufflinks all the time, and he wears the French cuff shirts. And I think when a man is dressing to go somewhere, that it doesn't, if he's put on a suit, he might as well wear French cuffs with cufflinks because it is just such, it's so elegant.
And what a way to make a fun statement, you know.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
I do too, very much.
Because, you know, men don't wear a lot of bling. Most men don't wear a lot of bling. So it's that one way they can have a little bit of, you know.
Something.
A little bit of bling.
Yeah.
Stadium bling.
Manly bling.
I like it.
The next thing I found is recycled vintage bow ties. And bow ties are starting to come back in fashion.
I liked these, yeah.
Which I thought was kind of fun.
So we don't have to be geeks or us dads don't have to be geeks to
wear
bow ties. Yeah,
they're hip. Good. Like people in Brooklyn wear them all the time.
Oh, well, that's such a
Then it's hip. Yeah.
It's hip. Then you know it's up and coming, right?
Right. It's happening in Brooklyn.
Yeah. But it's kind of fun because there's these two friends, and one of them designs the ties and the other makes them. So one has the fabric, and they just reuse old fabric to make these great ties. And they wanted them to be affordable, too.
Uh-huh.
So they're handmade, but they cost maybe $44. And for a tie, that's not that expensive.
I don't know. What was that face for, Ed? Ed made a face. He pulled a face.
Why not get the whole bow tie thing? I know it's coming back in vogue.
It's not your thing.
Yeah,
I've never even seen you in a suit. You've only been in a green shirt. The only time I've ever seen you been
in
a green shirt
and green cargo pants.
Yeah. This shirt is made of bamboo, by the way.
Well, there you go.
But the first Mrs. Eco Wedge just saw me in a tie for the first time in 15 years at a wedding because we had to go to a formal event at the.
A formal place. Oh.
St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Cathedral in New York.
So I wore a tie for the first time. I still got a collection hanging in my closet, but that was the first time she saw me.
If you don't want them, I just was looking around, and there's some really cool upcycling ideas. If you don't, I don't have any ties left.
Oh, yeah. No, I've made Wayne save all of the ties he's
about to throw
out.
Wants to donate their ties, just contact us on Facebook. We'll give you an address. I'm not kidding. I am
And then there's the Easter egg idea. Remember that? Did you remember the Easter egg?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
anyway.
That one. But there are some really cool things that you
Amazing.
Can make with ties. So if anybody wants to donate, let me know.
So a couple more things that I had on my list. One was a cordless chainsaw.
That scared me a little.
It did a little bit me too. But then I thought about it and I realized it kind of makes sense because you're not emitting anything. You know, there's no gas emissions.
Yes,
you're
but
not...
you know what? You're inviting men to bring chainsaws into the house.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
And my man is like accident prone, so I'm like, no, chainsaw. Every time he goes out with a chainsaw to do something, I'm like, no, no.
Yeah, they're kind of, they are kind of scary.
So what do? You plug them in and they just charge it. They have a battery that you charge.
Yeah, there's some that you can plug in and charge, and then there's some that I think are just battery operated, so you can just,
wow.
You know,
I like the plug-in charge ones. Yeah. You don't have to throw away any batteries or recycle any batteries.
Mm-hmm.
One less step.
So a lot of people like them because they're also smaller, too. So not like you have like a huge, scary chainsaw.
See, now I like big ones.
But you, yeah.
Well, I'm a power tool diva.
You are. Okay.
I'm a power tool diva.
She's not intimidated.
Yeah. No.
By saws.
And then...
I love this next idea because I've actually got a couple of these in my yard.
By this company?
Not by this company. I got one out in Pennsylvania made of specifically of recycled milk cartons.
Yeah, that's what this is. So I worked at an outdoor decorating store that was completely sustainable for 2 years.
Wow.
And
where is this place?
It's called Deck Deck Home and Garden. Hi, Lynn and Sally, if you're listening.
Where is
but
it?
But it's actually right down the road from me in New Hampshire, in Sunapee, New Hampshire. Oh, I'll send you the link.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you get a former employee discount or something?
All right, so what is this?
I don't know if I'll get a former, but I used to get a pretty good one. They'd probably love to all have us come.
Well, maybe
we'll
get a Green David discount.
Or you know what? Why don't we have them call in as a Green correspondent? Tell us what they're doing that's kind of new.
I will totally ask them. But they're these great, they're just wonderful women because, you know, they started their own business. They have a couple guys working for them now, but they used to only hire women to teach us to use power tools, which I thought was great.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can teach you.
Yeah.
So it was my job there to help them build their furniture. And our most popular item was this chair called the Shellback Adirondack by Seaside Casual. And
is that what that is?
That's exactly what this is. And what it is it's made from HDPE, which is the high-density polyethylene, same for the milk bottle caps. And they dyed all different colors, and they come in a beautiful palette of colors.
It's one way to keep them out of landfill. Mm-hmm.
There's no maintenance of these chairs. Like, my mom bought a couple of them, but literally they're made for New Hampshire winters where that you just, like...
Leave them outside?
Yeah, they're 50 pounds.
So during a nor'easter, you can go sit outside and hang out.
On the porch, right, and watch the snow.
If you wanted to.
I would do that.
I would.
You know, but I would do that.
It doesn't fade. It doesn't rust because all the hardware is stainless steel. And so, like, every few years, you might have to tighten a little bit, but they're only really in danger of scratching.
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
But who cares? That's like a little loving, it's like comfort scratches. It's like you've loved it.
These are all perfect ideas for a variety of kinds of dads, right? I mean, you know, whether you have your outdoorsy guy or the chainsaw guy or the cufflink guy. I mean, really, and so everybody should go read this post and get links and check all this stuff out. And most of it's reasonably priced for good quality items, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
Yeah.
So go to thegreendivas.com. Check that out. Let's take a quick break, and then we come back, and we're going to talk to Ed about his Father's Day report. And we've got Patrick McDonald
now,
of Mutt's coming up. Oh, it always was. Segment, report, whatever. Oh, my gosh. All right, kids. Stay tuned. I want Green Diva nails without all the nasty toxic chemicals.
I've got the solution. I just tried this G2 Organics non-toxic odor-free nail polish and remover. Did I mention odor-free? Look at my gorgeous toes. And you should see the colors. The colors are great. And the best part? Each one comes with its cool little touch-up tube.
And I guess since it doesn't smell, you can whip it out anywhere. The touch-up tube, I mean. Find out more at G2Organics.com.
What's with the slingshot? I haven't seen a slingshot since I was about 10.
Oh, I've been launching seed bombs in the ugly gray.
It's so cool. Can I borrow this? I want to shoot some bombs in my neighborhood.
Find out more about seed bombs at greenaid.co.
Hi, this is Fran Drescher, and remember, a cancer answer is cancer schmancer. And you're listening to the Green Divas.
Every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
All right. Ed's got some stuff to talk about for Father's Day. I liked what you wrote me originally, which had less to do with stuff and more to do with some ideas.
Yeah, because as a father, you know what? For me, it's about the quality time and the memories with your children or with your son. So what I thought about was not only gifts, because again, I'm not a big consumer conspicuous consumer, so experiences are big and important for me.
Yeah.
And people always talk about, you know, environmentalism or getting your dad something. And I'm big on, as always, making environmentalism fun, making it fun to be green.
Yeah, that's what we're all about here.
Oh, yeah.
Here, it is easy being green.
It is easy being. Kermit was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for him, it's personal.
Oh, Kermie. Okay.
Okay, so the first thing is to see what your dad likes. Because if you try to do something he doesn't like or get him a gift that's just going to sit in a drawer, you know, that's never fun. And a lot of people have, you know, a ton of the Father's Day gifts they sort of can't throw out because the kid will get angry, but it's like useless things that are still in the package sitting in a drawer somewhere. So first, find out what your dad likes. And you know what?
I'm laughing because my dad always loved his bottle of Courvoisier and Aww. It never sat in a drawer. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Ed.
You knew your dad.
I did.
And you can use those bottles afterwards for some of the DIY projects.
Oh, and I've done it.
And so the cool thing is to try to put an environmental theme. Get them doing something outdoors or with nature. Because what I found out is when people appreciate something like nature, then they tend to treat it with more respect. So if your dad's into the outdoors thing, then you know what? Take him hiking for the day. If he likes in this area of the country, we have some great parks, some great ways to go to go hiking. If you're near the shore or near water, then you know what? Take him to do some water sports. Take him out scuba diving. Take him out doing some wakeboarding or jet skiing, something like
Look,
that on
Dad,
the water.
No hands.
You know what? If he's the type of guy who likes birds, an ornithologist, you know what? Go on a birding walk. Just something to get out there and really appreciate nature.
My dad did.
Yeah.
We love birds in our family.
And if he's a foodie, you know what? Then pick a nice, healthy restaurant that has a creative, sustainable flair. You know what? Using healthy, organic foods, locally sourced ingredients, or even a restaurant that contributes to food kitchens. Something out there that's a little bit different,
right.
Something with a sustainable flair.
Right. Got it. Good ideas.
And here, you know what? I see a lot of the gifts, and Gina actually came up with some great ones because I usually don't like the things that are just made of recycled stuff or they're recyclable. But Gina found some really cool ones, but I found something really awesome. Now, I'm a watch guy, and I've got my Pasha. I've got my Submariner, but there's some really cool watches out there, and I specifically like these ones from – there's a company called Nahoku. It's a Hawaiian company. And they make these watches using some native Hawaiian woods, like from the Koa tree.
Mm-hmm.
Really neat. And then there's a really neat company called WeWood.
WeWood?
WeWood.
Wee.
And you know, we're going to have the links posted online, and we'll post them on the podcast so you can see. This WeWood company does the entire watch, the entire bands made of wood. And it's really cool. They're using the gorgeous woods.
Is it flexible, or are they like cuffs?
I'm not sure. I just saw pictures of it, quite honestly.
Or
so
do you mean the
it.
Face of it is all wood?
The entire band's
the
also.
Band.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Well, if his shirt is made out of bamboo, then they must make some whatever.
Viscose.
Pulp,
material,
whatever,
No, it's actually the hard wood. Instead of metal, it's the hard wood.
Oh, okay.
So what do they do? Link it together?
It together, exactly.
Wow. So they make little rectangle. So it looks like a regular banded, like a stainless steel watch.
So it looks like a very upscale type of thing.
Very cool.
And they make them with like mahogany, teak, coffee trees, guayaco, rosewoods, blackwoods. So you get
really
nice designs.
That's what I want. I want a guayaco watch.
No, I just want to say it.
That was really the point, man.
Mrs. Eco Ed got me a really neat Citizens Eco Drive watch last year that I love. It's become my workhorse. But I really love these. So I'm giving a shout out to these companies. And one of the things that I really like about WeWood also is that for every watch they sell, they actually plant a tree. And the entire company has a sustainable bent to it. So it's a really neat company.
I just
like
came
that.
Up with their jingle. Ready?
Yeah.
WeWood watch you. Watch you.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Trademark that and sell it to
them. Yeah, thank you.
There you go. You license to them. License it to them, and then we can get them to send
they
us some free
They can just buy it outright, and I'll just be happy with a couple of shekels.
So I like your ideas. First, think about things environmentally natural idea,
experiential.
Experiential activities with dad. And if you're going to buy something thoughtful that is sustainably and thoughtfully made.
And these watches, you can wear them. They're as nice as formal. They can go to any event. So it's a really upscale thing. It's not a cheesy looking thing.
I can't wait to see them. All right, moving on. Stay tuned.
We would watch you.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com.
That's greendivas.com. Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
It is. Well, I'm thinking that it's fun until you kind of stop and think of all the stuff that tends to accumulate, which is not necessarily a good thing when you, my post this week is really thought-provoking and somewhat bittersweet because I spent the day with my mom cleaning out the crawl space, and my father, unfortunately, never threw anything away. His intentions were great. We found, Dad, I don't want to offend you wherever you are, but we found bags, big plastic bags full of chimney ash.
Wow.
Well, he just put them in there, and then he would forget.
Oh.
But he wanted to put them
in the compost garden.
In the garden.
Sure, with the roses.
Exactly. So I think you have to be wary of what you keep and know that sometimes you got to kind of let go of things. And if you see the post, there's a bunch of stuff that actually is not longer, some of it's no longer there. Mom called and goes, oh, they took the chairs and they took the wood. They actually, so I have a new home and I put bamboo flooring in there. And I have, of course, just like Jeff Yeager, I never throw wood away because you never know.
Always something you can do.
So I took these, this beautiful bamboo, and it's this gorgeous dark color, and I love it so much. And you don't have to use bamboo. Bamboo, you need a chop saw to cut it because it's very hard.
Oh, okay.
So, even a piece of 1x would do well, and you can cut that with a regular saw or a circular saw, whatever. But you don't even need to go that far. I mean, for little ones or whatever, you just need to get creative. I mean, what if you had a paperback book that you no longer use? You just kind of glue the edges together with Mod Podge after you cut it in a circle or whatever. So we're making coasters. I should say that first.
Yeah,
we're making coasters.
With photos, with personalized, memory.
Exactly.
Memory coasters.
That's
about that?
Yeah, we can change the title anytime. Memory coasters. Coasting with memories.
Coasting.
Oh, that's good too, actually. So that having been said, I cut 3 by 3, 3.5 by 3.5 in squares, and I put a picture of my daughter, Antares, who was the apple of my dad's eyes.
Aww.
He just adored her. And then on another one, I put some cut out of cats. And you can do anything you want. Obviously, the sports logo is a no-brainer.
Yeah, sure.
You know? Ravens and a Green Bay Packer one, whatever.
Yeah.
The key here is to get something heavy enough that doesn't stick to the glass so that when you lift it up, the glass sticks to it.
Right.
Because that's
annoying.
That is annoying. So heavy enough that it stays down.
Mm-hmm.
And the other key is to
Mod Podge. Like, I love
Mod
that
Podge.
Stuff.
How can you?
I've always got a batch of it somewhere.
I love it.
Do you know that I saw a DIY Mod Podge recipe once?
To make it?
Yes. Yeah, we have to find that.
Well, we need to, because it can get, it gets expensive, but that's okay. It's worth it because you slather that stuff on, let it dry between coats, and then you've got it's instantly waterproof. I wonder if during a torrential rainstorm we could slather it on our heads and body and we'd, never mind.
Yeah, now I become decoupage art.
Yes, exactly.
I'll stay away from that one.
No, you're dying to get in on that one, Ed. Come on, I know you.
God,
anyway, that's the key. Little felt on the bottom, and it can be any shape.
Yeah.
You know, you can even go to the craft store, and they sell those wood blanks that are octagons,
whatever. That's right.
You can do that.
Right.
But, of course, I repurpose.
Right, because when I saw it, I thought, oh, heck, I don't have a saw. I don't see me sawing things.
Right.
But there are, and then I thought, you can buy little pieces of wood or find them or,
you said,
cut up an old.
Do you have a bunch of jars that are bigger? Use those. You know, jar lids.
Oh.
Use those.
Yeah.
Put a piece of cardboard on. Put the picture on the top.
Yes, glue the cardboard
and
down
then glue and then felt it so that, and that's fine too.
See?
That's fine too. Anything.
You're going to have to listen to this podcast in addition to the tutorial to get all the fun details.
Yeah, let's put that in the post. You know, listen to the podcast to get other ideas.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I'm a power tool freak.
You are a power tool, my friend. I am. She never stops.
I love that.
Plug her in.
And as a father, too, you know what? You appreciate the things that they take a little effort making as opposed to just going to a store and shelling out some cash.
Right. Now, and to wrap this whole thing up, we made years, my sister and I, years and years of tchotchkes for Dad and this for Dad and stuff with clothespins for Dad and pictures for Dad and frames for Dad. I mean, we did it all. And when we were cleaning up after he passed away in October, in a box in his workshop in the basement was just about everything we ever made that hadn't broken. There's a little clay bunny there, and like you look at it and go, okay, it's a bunny.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
It's a rodent.
But it kind of looks like a bunny, okay. But it's all like pieced together. Yeah. You know, it's like not a... It's like chunky. It's chunky bunny.
I probably remember in first grade when you made that.
One of us made it. And you know what? I don't remember who. I know it's signed. You're supposed to put your name or initials underneath
so
there.
So everybody should go.
Please.
To thegreendivas.com and look at Mizar's post because you do talk about this. And it's bittersweet. It's very, very lovely.
Well, thank you.
And anyway, stay tuned. We've got more fun coming up.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
And actually, I don't want to jump ahead, but we have some great people coming up next week.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Let's do a little promo. Come on, people. Yeah, we have Fran Drescher coming back. We had her ID on earlier.
She's always a fun favorite.
She was on last year. She is such a dynamo between her show, her TV show. She does so much work with Cancer Schmancer. And
The Queen's accent on there.
Sorry, your mic was off. I'm like... All right, that's okay. It. Rob's going to do this. No, so we have Fran Drescher next week. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about Cancer Schmancer and a lot of the work. And do you know, remember we were supposed to talk last week to Ed Brown from Unacceptable Levels?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
They had a panel last night, and she was on the panel.
In L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's this wonderful, small, incestuous world we have. Which...
Yeah, but it'll be great to hear what was discussed. Yes. In that panel or on that panel and with audience members. And, you know, I think people are becoming more and more aware of the fact that, you know, 20 years ago, cancer,
So she has some wonderful, wonderful ideas and you know, ways that we can be healthier and less toxic. Because, of course, there's an awful lot of research and evidence to show that we... That the toxins in our world are contributing to all this cancer.
You know, all these links and all these things that modify your DNA and all these things that you breathe in or ingest, it ends up in your body.
And so, it's out there. So, we can't get away from it. We talk about it.
We have a lot to talk to her about next week. And then we also have Rochelle Carson-Begley.
I adore her husband.
The long-suffering wife of Ed Begley Jr.
Now, why is she long-suffering?
Oh, well, they have so much fun. Whenever the show that he, I can't remember the name of the show he did.
Living with Ed.
Living with Ed, and then his new show is going to be on Begley Street.
On Begley Street.
And, you know, they're so funny. They play off each other. You know, she sort of does the eye rolling because Ed goes into some other, you know, project and
the things that he puts her through.
Yeah, they're so funny, and she is so beautiful and a wonderful actress in her own right. So yeah. I am thrilled that she's going to give us a call. We had corresponded with Ed last week, and he's very busy, and the next thing I know, she had reached out to me, so I am really excited. What because she's the Green Diva we should be talking to, you know?
Absolutely. So yeah, it'll be great to have them both on next week.
Well, I don't think we'll have Ed next week, but, oh, you mean Fran.
Fran and Rochelle. Oh,
it's a dynamite week next week. You do not want to miss it. And we'll look forward to people. If you have any questions in advance, and I'll put it out on our Facebook page.
Good ideas. And what's the Facebook page?
Green Divas Radio Show.
I am conspicuously silent.
I know. You're doing good.
You've got to come up with a tune for that.
It's not going to happen. I'm going to be out of town.
I think Patrick's on the line, right? All right, let's get Patrick on. Patrick?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad you could call us again. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, there's so much going on, and I saw that you posted something today about the animals and the fires out west.
Yes. Yeah.
So, but Patrick, it's Mizar. It's so good to talk to you again.
Hi,
and
how are you?
Make sure you give a big kiss to Karen as well. Doing well. You know, let's just give people who are not familiar with and I can't believe anybody would not be familiar
I'm
with.
I'm sorry, yes.
You know, with Mutt's comic strip. But you're syndicated around the country or across the country, and your comic strips, I said in the beginning, are fun and thought-provoking, but they also spread messages of animal awareness, animal rights, environmental awareness, and somehow you managed to weave the two together. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, sure. You know, when I started doing the strip, I wanted the dog and cat to stay as dog and cat-like as possible, you know, even though they talk.
And that's okay.
I also wanted to, you know, kind of show the world from our, you know, we have such a bond with our animals, and I just wanted that bond to be a big part of the strip and try to see the world through their eyes. And I think the more I was seeing the world through animal eyes, the more I realized for a lot of animals it's pretty tough on this planet. So that slowly just became part of the strip. You know, I mean, obviously, I want to keep it fun, and it is fun, but I do talk about animal issues quite a bit.
It's Earl and Mooch, for those who don't know. Earl is your little
Jack Russell.
And
yeah.
Mooch was the kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And they're best friends.
Yeah, that you know, when I first started the script, it was going to be about Earl. I had Earl, a Jack Russell Terrier, and he was the inspiration. I felt like if I captured any of his joy of life, I was doing my job.
And
so it started out, when I first started sketching the ideas, it was really just about the dog. And then one day I decided, well, maybe his neighbor could be a cat, and I thought that would be good for about a week, maybe 2 weeks' worth of jokes. But just the way cats are in my life, they kind of walk into your life and take
yes,
over.
Yes, yes, they do.
That's exactly what Mooch did. He took over this strip. So then it became a dog and cat strip, much to my amazement.
See that? But you had good inspiration because you did have a Mooch and an Earl running around at home.
Yeah. No, actually, growing up, we had cats, and we had a little cat, Meemaw, and Earl.
Aw, right.
Well, you know, you mentioned something.
Oh, that's
before.
The new. This, who's now? I know that,
you know,
that Earl passed away. So who's this?
That's Amelie, and unfortunately, her ball went underneath the desk here.
She's more than welcomed.
Yeah.
To be a part of the show. Hello, Amelie.
Thank God, Gracie's not in here. She'd be barking.
Yes, she would. She would.
Now, something you mentioned before and about animals having a tough time here on the planet and being aware of that, I saw a little cartoon strip EcoVision Sustainable Learning Center put it out, and it starts with a bear in the woods, and then there's a coming soon shopping mall, and, you know, the trees are cut down. Then the next thing you see is construction, and then you see a woman going, "Eek, a bear, where did you come from?" And the bear was there the whole time. And he says,
he hasn't moved.
Hello, I've been here the whole time.
Right.
And I always get so frustrated with people who get indignant that the animals are encroaching on our world in the suburbs. And I'm like, no. I don't think so. They were here first. And don't you think they're a little confused?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll have to understand that we share this planet with a whole bunch of other living spirits and beings.
As Patrick was talking, I was just going back through my Twitter account because I just posted that picture this week, days ago. And so I was feverishly going through my little Twittering device as he was talking.
All right, Patrick, I know you have a bunch of books, and when my kids and I came for a visit, you were so kind to sign a bunch for them. But you've got more books coming out. You're also looking at endangered animals now as well.
Yeah, no, I have well, the newest book is Bonk, and it's another collection of Mutt's cartoons. And, you know, I've been doing picture books, too. So the latest two picture books was Me, Jane. I did a book about Jane Goodall as a young girl and what inspired her to follow her dream. And then in September, there'll be another collection, and that one's going to be called Cat Crazy.
Sign me up for that. If you have a book signing, I want to be first in line.
Yeah, there is this explosion of cat things, like all the cat videos that go viral. What is it? Why suddenly cat? You know, everybody's nuts for cats.
Everyone loves cats.
Yeah, cats are funny.
I think we always have. I think we always have, but now it's like YouTube has given this whole new platform for like hilarious cat. I mean, we used to not watch TV and just play with the cats and the dogs at night. because they're so funny.
Yeah.
Well, they're the inspiration for my strip. You know, I have a new cat now named Udie.
Udie.
And, you know, he's slowly, you know, Mooch is slowly starting to get some of his ideas. And, you know, our new Jack Russell, Amelie, is totally, as you heard before, barking, that she's totally ball crazy. So I've sort of grown the comic strip.
Pat, talk to us. Talk to us about Shelter Stories and why you are so committed to doing that. I don't know. Do you do it once a year, twice a year?
Yeah, actually, I do it 2 weeks, twice a year. And, you know, that started out with, you know, I was doing this trip for a couple of years and realizing that Earl and Mooch, you know, had great homes where they were loved. And I started thinking about all the dogs and cats in the shelters that would love to have that opportunity. So I thought it would be a good idea to, you know, twice a year to remind people that their new best friend's waiting for them.
Patrick, it's hard to read them. You know, for me, they're heartbreaking. I know that the message you convey is a good one. But if I could take them all home.
And I love the way you put that too, Patrick. They got the new best friends just sitting out there waiting for
them. I love that. The way you said that was so beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, well, they're there. And, you know, the nicest thing about doing Mutts is I do get letters from people who thank me that they were inspired to, you know, get their new best friend. And that always makes my day.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah. Now, introduce us to Stinky Pudding, which is what I call my kids, by the way. Yeah.
Little Stinky Pudding is a little tabby cat who is always lost and is trying to find his way in the world. And he's kind of my animal character. He's very concerned with the plight of animals. And actually, that's how the Jane Goodall book happened. I had a little Stinky getting compassion fatigue, which a lot of shelter workers get.
Yeah.
And the way he was getting through his compassion fatigue is that he kept on looking at his autographed picture of Jane Goodall.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And the Jane Goodall people got in touch with me and wanted to run it on their website. And I said, sure. And I'd like to send the original drawing to Jane. Can I mail it to you? And they said, well, actually, Jane's going to be in New York next week. Why don't you give it to her?
Oh, man.
Nice. Yeah, so I actually got to meet Jane, and we were talking about maybe doing a book together. And I went home and reread her autobiography.
She's amazing.
The book is her life, so I ended up doing a book about her life.
Oh, amazing. How inspiring.
Yeah. Her story is amazing, too, you know, because young little girls in England aren't supposed to want to go play with animals in Africa.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's not the way it was supposed to be. So
yeah, no, yeah. She was pretty amazing story.
Lest I forget, Patrick, when we talked last time, I don't know if we scooped anybody, but you were talking movie.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, it's in the works. I'm doing a movie with Fox Animation in Blue Sky, and they're the people who do the Ice Age movies.
Oh, I love those.
That is so cool, Patrick.
Yes. Yeah, so,
I'm so happy for you.
And you got to find a voice for us.
You know, it's exciting. We're at, you know, it's in the beginning stages. I'm actually writing the script.
Well, you know what? Learn how to spell this. G-R-E-E-N, capital D-I-V-A-S. Maybe there's a role for the Green Divas in the movie. I would love to see what we look like as cartoons, Megan.
Well, I know what I look like as a cartoon because that's the logo.
Well, okay. Well, we'll have to work on mine. Hey, that would be fun. Maybe they could meet the Green Divas.
Oh, God, that would be funny. Wait.
Listen, I don't know. If I planted a seed, great. If not, that's fine, too.
Do you have a storyline already laid out?
Yeah, you know, I just handed in the first draft, and everything's going well. And it's a Mutts movie. I mean, it's got a lot of fun. It's a little adventure, and you know, it still has a very strong animal.
Can we come to the New York opening with you?
Oh, but I did that. Now the only thing, you know, I don't know if you're aware, these movies take at least 3 years to make.
Oh, yeah.
I know, because
it's still a ways off, but. You know, so far, so good. It's really.
I think I have a calendar that says 2016 on it somewhere.
Very exciting.
So the storyline, you're not going to give it away, obviously. But do you have, like, for Earl, who would you like Earl to be voiced by? And Mooch, is there somebody in particular? And would it be a male or a female or what?
Or
what,
Green Diva.
Or
yeah.
Green Diva or whatever. Well, no, because I want to get like a – for some reason when I thought of Earl Patrick, I'm thinking Ben Stiller. I don't know why.
You know, it's funny. We're just, you know, just starting to think of people and it's different for me. You know, in my head, I just kind of have my own voice and it's been an interesting process to think who would really capture.
Yeah, it's a different.
And you know, every reader has his own idea. So I mean, whoever you pick, some people will love and some people won't. But you know, I have a few ideas, and we're just slow. Again, it's early in the process, so we.
He's not giving anything away.
Well, you can't blame him. He's going to insult somebody accidentally, or you know.
Well, that's true. That's true. That's true.
But I love that this is like a new platform, a new medium.
It is, because it was always one dimensional, and now you're going to be three dimensional, if you will.
Yeah, I'm real excited by the whole project. I think it'll reach a lot of new viewers and.
Hey, good luck. This should be a fun project.
I wonder if they'll have that little squirrel. What's the little squirrel's name with the acorn who's always chasing that acorn through every movie?
Two little squirrels.
An Ice Age.
Yeah, an Ice Age.
Scrat?
Yeah.
Scrat is hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, and what's the bulldog's name? And he's got – why is he always chained up, Patrick?
Well, you know, I think he has a job to do. I feel like if I could inspire one person to go and chain their dog, it's worth it. And I do get – I still get letters every time he appears that please unchain him. And I will. I already wrote this story. Someday I promise he will be unchained.
And what's his name again?
You know, he's only called guard dog.
That's what it is. That's why I can never remember he has, guard dog.
Well, because sadly, so many dogs that are picked up, you know, for that purpose, they don't name them. They're not beloved companions.
That's why I figured right now he doesn't have a name. But
yeah, I confess, I've called the local ASPCA when I've seen dogs chained to – there's one chained to a dumpster off Route 46.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I was so upset. I just called – I said, listen, somebody do something about this dog, a little beagle.
Yeah. Aww.
I'm like the type, every time I see a dog outside a restaurant, I'll go bring it some water, bring it a little snack or something. When people chain it up outside while they go inside and eat.
Yeah, as long as he's
in
the shade.
Can I tell a little quick story of hope for humanity? When it comes with animals.
Yeah.
We could all use that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yesterday, my daughter and I were driving, and this woman was stopped. And she ran out into the road, and I thought, oh, maybe it's a turtle. She's going to help the turtle across the road. And then we saw her, and in her arms was this tiny, like, brand-new baby deer.
A fawn.
Wow. A fawn that had, I don't know if it had been hit. I didn't really want to know,
because exactly.
I would have flipped out.
Yes.
But God bless this woman who put herself at risk to scoop up this little animal and get it off the road. You know, a little dignity, and it's so – I don't think she hit it. I think it looked like she had just stopped and was caring for this little creature in the road.
I did that for a pheasant one, a ring-necked pheasant. You know, we have them in New Jersey, and I was on Route 15 heading up to Sussex County, and I saw it get hit, and I thought, okay.
Oh.
But he was just, like, clipped.
Yeah.
So I actually turned around the next turn.
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
And he was already, you know, when the neck is flaccid, it's not good. He's already dead. Yeah. But he stayed in the temporary morgue, which was our second freezer for quite a while. Because I wanted to bury him, Patrick, but I couldn't, you know, I had to find, I don't know. Never mind.
Well,
I've had a lot of
cats. That goes back to them having it tough, you know, here in New Jersey because it's so crowded.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we have to do everything we can. You know, it's funny. I just had a similar story last week. There was I was walking Amelie, and there was a little thing on the ground, and it turned out to be a screech owl baby.
I guess
fell out of its nest.
Yeah.
But I was lucky. I was with my brother, who's a big bird person, and we took it. I don't know if you're familiar, but there's a place called the Raptor Trust.
Dr. Souza.
Yep. Love it.
Yep. We love him.
Yeah, we love him, too. My brother used to volunteer there, and boy, sure enough, the screech owl we just found out is healthy, and probably in a little while we're going to let it go free. So.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Fantastic. That's a great story.
See, you know, we
a little more uplifting than your story. There
well, I know, but I have another one. My son was crewing. All right, stop. Listen, stop it. But my son was he crewed, you know, on the sculls and on the crew boats. And we were somewhere. I don't remember where. I think it was somewhere in Massachusetts. I actually think that's where it was. And there was clearly this Canada goose that was in distress, and she wasn't going in the water, and something was wrong with the Canada goose. So what did I do? I took a towel, threw it over her, put her in the car, and drove her to New Jersey and took her to see Dr. Souza. I mean, because it was the New England, it was some New England regatta or whatever it was. But I couldn't just leave her there.
Well, you know, I just want to encourage people, and I think if you read Mutz and you read Patrick's books and listen, you know.
It's not if, when.
When,
go
yeah, you're right.
Get
right
read them.
You know, just pay attention and have some more awareness, whether you're the person that stops the car and gets them. Call somebody if you, you know, if you see an animal
show
that might be in distress.
Show a little compassion is all, you know,
be
just
aware.
A little. Yeah, be part of the human race. No, be part of the world.
Yeah.
You know, Patrick, one more thing. When you go Hollywood, promise me you'll still be Patrick.
Yeah, well, I'll still be in Jersey, so I'll still be Jersey
good.
Patrick.
Good.
We're looking forward to finding at least a cameo word or two on the movie. That'll be fun, Patrick.
Aw.
Thank you so much
thanks
for coming
so
on.
Thanks so much for calling in,
you.
Patrick.
Patrick,
thank you.
Say hi to Karen.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Well, that was fun. He's always so inspiring.
Well, you know, he's he was always one of my favorite interviews. He also, a couple of years before Charles Schulz died, he put together the Golden Book of Peanuts.
Really?
Yeah, and he did that, and he was very, I guess, attached to, I don't want to overstate it, but he was, he had like a personal connect with Charles Schulz and put this book together. And he's just a lovely man. He's just a lovely, and so is Karen.
Well, we have to get him in the studio one of these days. Now, meanwhile, I just want to remind people that next week we have a really fun show with two feature interviews. Yeah, Mizar won't be here, but it's going to be Fran Drescher and Rochelle Carson Begley. Oh, boy.
You're going to miss out, Mizar. We're going to have a great time.
Well, I think it's going to be an all-green diva deal. I think it's all girls. I'm not sure. We'll,
oh.
Yeah, I know. Ed
it's like, what? Yeah.
What? How do I get this?
Listen, this is called a coffee clutch.
Yeah,
it's
no.
All women all the time.
I'll explain. The schedule's going to be different because we have two features and we, you know. Anyway.
You're not doing a green correspondent. You're not doing a green dude. You're not doing a DIY. You're not doing any of that.
You can do an entire hour with either one of those. They're both fascinating.
Well, yeah, that's why. So I think that's what we decided to do. With
so I'm getting, I'm getting the guilty eyeball.
Yeah, but you run this ship. We haven't committed mutinies yet.
I know.
Yet.
Look at them both. Look at them.
No. I will never.
Launch a
mutiny. Never.
These are arg.
Now, I want to remind people to stay tuned for the Uncle Buggy radio show, some fantastic music. Remember that if you stay tuned, and you should, that you have to reset your browser once we go off because we are remote and he is in the actual homegrown radio studio.
Not nearly as nice as this one.
But it is pretty fun and funky. And they get live music. That place is a party down there.
Well,
it's like three blocks away, which is hilarious.
All right, but everyone have a wonderful Father's Day out there.
Yes.
Oh, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day
to
everybody.
All you green daddies out there.
Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's thegreendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.